Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope program today. We've been working our way through Mark's Gospel, and today we come to Mark's Gospel chapter 5. And we're going to pick up quite an extraordinary story in the second half of the chapter from verse 21 onwards. What happens is that Jesus has crossed to the other side of the lake, and a great crowd has gathered, and there's a man called Jairus there. Now, Jairus is one of the synagogue rulers, and typically the synagogue rulers were a bit nervous and uncomfortable about Jesus, if not downright opposed to him. But Jairus has got a problem that's going to kind of override all the prejudices and all the questions. The problem is that his little girl, who we understand was 12 years old, is dying. And there are events in life that just concentrate the mind, and all of the debate and all of the discussion kind of just comes to an end. My little girl is sick, and it looks like she's going to die. And so Jairus, overwhelming him, and he's heard about Jesus, and he simply says, "Please come, put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." He knows that Jesus can do something about it, and whatever his understanding of Jesus, whatever his questions, and certainly other people in the synagogue and some of the leaders and what they thought, he was prepared to put that all to one side. His little girl was dying, but if Jesus would come, place his hands upon her, she will live. The Bible tells us that Jesus went with him. And there's a bit of a journey. We're not told how far it is. But as they start to journey to Jairus' house, then what happens is this. There's a crowd around Jesus, and there's a woman in the crowd who, interestingly, has had a hemorrhaging issue for 12 years, the same number of years that the little girl had lived. And this lady, she's spent large sums of money on doctors trying to get a cure, and nothing's worked out. But she hears about Jesus, and she just has this conviction, if I just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch his clothes, I will be healed. And so she's reaching out, and Jesus is passing by, and there's that incredible moment where he's within range, and his flowing cloak is in range, and she touches the edge of his garment, and immediately her bleeding stops. And she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Now, Jesus realizes something that's happened. And he says, "Someone's touched me." The disciples, well, they don't know which way to turn because they think, "But you're in a crowd. Loads of people are touching you." But you see, Jesus knew the difference between the jostle of the crowd and someone who was seeking to draw upon his strength, his power, in order that they might be healed. And he keeps looking around. And in the end, the woman who has touched the hem of his garment, she comes and falls at his feet. And Jesus says, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Be freed from your suffering." Well, that's all happening. And Jairus is... the news is, your daughter's dead. This delay, you haven't got there on time. Sorry, it's over. She's gone. But Jesus doesn't pay any attention to the news. He goes to the house of Jairus. He finds the little girl. He takes Peter and James and John into the house, and he raises the little girl from the dead. Absolutely astonishing. It's never too late for Jesus. We must pause here because my good friend Patrick, after some worship, will join me to think a bit more about this extraordinary story.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about these verses from Mark chapter 5, verses 21 to 43. So, Jairus and his daughter. As you said earlier, it's interesting because Jairus was a leading member of the synagogue, the very group that in many ways was opposed to Jesus, or many of them certainly were. We don't know really how Jairus felt about Jesus, but certainly in this situation he was prepared to put aside any doubts he had.
Yes, that's right. As we were sharing, extremity focuses the mind, and this was not a moment for theological debate. The little girl was clearly very, very ill, and this propels Jairus into action, maybe out of character, but little daughters are precious. He's going to do something if he can.
Now, there are many situations today where people who perhaps don't even believe in God, maybe even opposed to God, might be atheists or something, but something happens in their lives that drives them to Jesus. Is God okay with that? Is he willing to listen to people who have been driven to him by their circumstances?
Well, yes, the grace of God is such that that the Lord is able to respond. And I think that we need to see that in the case of Jairus, whatever his background, he does come with faith. He simply says, Jesus, you do it, and that's it. It'll be settled. So I think that he's not coming with a hardened atheism as such. He's coming with a conviction that although I don't understand you, Jesus, I don't know all that you're about, I don't feel I fully have grasped why you're here, but I believe you can do something, and I'm asking you to do it. And that's really what's happening here.
Yeah. So they're going along the road, heading towards his house where their daughter is, and there's this interruption. Jairus must have been terribly frustrated, thinking, you know, why is all this happening when we need to get to my daughter as quickly as possible?
Yes, that's right. One can only sense how he was feeling, because he knows when he left home, daughter is very, very ill.
Yeah.
This isn't a minor thing. This is a major issue. But he has to just wait.
Yeah.
There's nothing else he can do.
I mean, I called it interruption, but there was this lady with a tremendous problem that she was faced with. And what do you make of what happened? Because she didn't even ask to be healed. You know, mostly in the situations we see of Jesus healing people, you know, people ask him. She didn't even ask.
Well, there may have been embarrassment. There may the nature of her problem. We know the sort of challenge she was facing wouldn't necessarily be something you'd go up and talk to someone about, especially a stranger. But again, it's this extraordinary conviction. I don't need to ask. If I can just touch the very cloak that he's wearing, that will be enough. It's amazing. Where did that come from?
Yeah.
Something had happened in her heart to make her have that belief.
And then the plot goes even deeper and more tragic, because the girl, the daughter, dies. And Jairus must be beside himself. And yet Jesus turns this into something completely different, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's right. It's so encouraging how Jesus is simply listening to Father. He's not listening to Jairus, with due respect to Jairus. He's not listening to the prognosis, the girl is dead. He has the conviction in his heart that Father is going to see that this girl is raised from the dead. And so he ignores all of the wailing and all of the trappings of misery and death, and says, we're going to the house. It's not too late. Incredible.
It's an extraordinary story. Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.